Here, you look like a very happy couple. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how do you account for it?
I'm very shallow and empty, and I have no ideas and nothing interesting to say.
And I'm exactly the same way.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So you've managed to work out something, huh?
Right.
Oh, well, thanks very much for talking to me. You know, even as a kid, I always went for the wrong women. I think that's my problem. When my mother took me to see Snow White, everyone fell in love with Snow White. I immediately fell for the Wicked Queen.
Hey, good evening, Radio St. Pete. Will Koontz here, checking in from the Homemade Broadcast. In episode 43 of the broadcast, I sat down with St. Pete artist and entrepreneur, I guess even you could call her a chef. Her name is Julie Brookens, and I spoke with her on episode 43. Let's hear a couple of excerpts of that, shall we? Be right back.
It was at Blue Lucy. It wasn't Grandma's I don't even count that. She bought a portrait that I made of my grandpa, so yeah. Obviously Grandma was going to buy that. But
oh, I remember that one. That was a cool one. That was a transfer.
Yeah, so yeah. I love doing, like, portraits. That's kind of my thing. Well, I somehow, I get included in all of Blue Lucy's emails, and they were looking for artists this time for a food exhibit. It was called Eat This. So each artist, if you were interested, you had to respond to them, tell them you were interested, and you got to pick the food that you were going to represent your art with. You could use anything. There was no limit to the size of your canvas. Actually, I think there was. It had to be smaller than a certain amount. But right. You could basically use anything. So I decided to use olives as mine. And I said, hey, I really want to do this. Olives is the food I want. And they responded back and said, yeah, absolutely. So I did this really cool piece that is something way different than I would ever do. It was more of like a graphic piece, not a portrait like I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this Brocante Market. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's
heard of it.
Basically, the owners of Paper Street Market in Central,
mm-hmm.
in the Grand Central District, they do this antique market once a month, and it's right across the street from Three Sisters Brewing.
Oh, Three Daughters?
Yeah, Three Daughters.
Yeah.
So it's right across the street from there. It's once a month. It's like every first Saturday of the month. And I bought this old wooden crate because, again, I like to do art on wood, so I thought it would be so cool if I could hang the crate on the wall and do the art on the bottom.
Sure.
So I did that, and I really loved it, and I spent so much time just brainstorming, you know, what I was going to do, then executing it. And so I sold it for, I think, like $300, too. I thought that was too high. I thought, there's no way anybody's ever going to buy this. I'm going to sell it high enough because I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
Well, to my surprise, they sold it, and I said, was her name Grandma? They're like, no.
Grammy Brookens?
It was actually a lesbian couple that just bought a new house, and they wanted this piece in their front, like as soon as you walk in the room,
uh-huh.
they wanted this piece there, and they liked it so much that they asked for my information so they could commission me to do more piece for their new house.
You're doing these days. She got the art thing.
I got the art thing. I'm trying to start a catering company. Right now, my fiance and I are basically the only employees. It's a company called Cater Me Fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard of other similar companies like Fit for Life, and I'm not sure if there's others, but basically it's a gourmet food delivery service. So a few times a week we rent a commissary kitchen. It's an old Chinese restaurant that is just shut down, and now they just rent out the kitchen space. So there's all these like wok workstations and like
really?
All these awesome pans.
I didn't even know that even existed.
Yeah. So you like rent that. The kitchen space, and I think the owner, she's got a steal. So I think she's renting it for like $12 an hour or something. So we cook probably 6-7 hours at a time. And last night we worked and we did 312 meals.
Wow.
From 4:30 from 4:30 till 10:30. We cooked 312 meals, and this was 9 different meals because we did breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 days.
And you sell all these meals.
Yes. So I'm just the sous chef, and I'm the dishwasher. and I like cut the ends off green beans and like peel carrots. Like I do this work, but yeah. It's important and there's a lot of food, so it's still a lot of fun. But the owner of the company, she actually coordinates all the deliveries, and she's got people from Brandon to Tampa to St. Pete to Largo, like all over the place. So she'll deliver a few times a week, and you get to choose if you want breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner. You get to basically pick two meals if you want, is the most common plan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a paleo plan, there's a vegetarian plan, there's a hungry man one, so you get like double the protein.
Mm-hmm.
And every meal is perfectly portioned and well-balanced with healthy, you know, food, protein, whether it's steak, pork, chicken, or eggs. You know, we always make sure we've got the right proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And we make everything from scratch. All the sauces are from scratch. We use very little oil and salt, you know, so it's basically 400 calories or less every meal.
Wow.
And you get them for about $6 a piece. So you can't really beat that. So catermefit.com is the website, and
where's it based out of, St. Pete?
We cook in this kitchen that's right near Countryside Mall off of US 19, like across from where like Jason's Deli is and Burlington Coat Factory. That's where the kitchen is.
I wonder, that must have been a to get a license to do something like that.
Yeah, well, she's took care of all of that, and Sal's got his, you know, licensing and stuff too, which I don't really know if it's bad, but I know you have to prove it, obviously, to the person you rent the kitchen from.
Yeah.
But it's definitely working out. We started with, you know, like 5 people. Now I think we have 33 people signed up, and mm-hmm. every week we get more, and people keep, you know, reordering basically every week. And some people do it not just to lose weight, because obviously if you're going to eat these meals, they're not tiny either. They're good size. They're the size an American is supposed to eat. You know, we all overeat, and you go out to eat, and you get these giant plates and giant bowls of whatever. So they're just a normal, you know, portion. And she said that a lot of people, they sign up just for the convenience factor because they just don't want to cook.
Right,
so imagine if you get 2 meals a day, I think it comes out to like $70 a week, which is really not bad considering you never have to go to grocery shopping or cook. It's just delivered
really
to your door, and it's healthy. I mean, how are you even going to know what to cook? People don't even know how to cook healthy, or they don't know where to buy these, you know, ingredients. So
I mean,
it's
I spend
really awesome
$35 a week on lunch meat and bread and a tomato and a cucumber or something to put in
go to a produce stand.
Yeah, and a big bag of chips or something. That's $35.
Yeah.
I mean, food's crazy expensive. That's not that bad at all, though. $5 for $6 for a meal.
So the owner, she's from Miami, and in Miami, where everyone's beautiful, everyone's a model, there's so many companies. So there's this company we were, like, looking up to that they make 100,000 meals a month.
Wow.
So right now, we're doing, like, 1,000 maybe a month, but still, I mean, we got there real quick. We've been around for, like, 10 or 12 weeks now.
So is the plan to stay with them, or are you going to try to branch out and do this, but... yourself?
Well, we really would love to become partners with them. So basically, I just started showing up at the kitchen because my fiance was working 7 days a week for like 5 or 6 weeks in a row. I never got to see him.
Yeah.
And when he would get home, he'd be so exhausted. So I said, you know what? I'm going to come to the kitchen with you. Can I help? And he's like, yeah, you can wash dishes. You know, like I said, cut off the green beans, make hummus, like do easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I started coming and just volunteering my time. And now it's come to the point where when I don't show up, like, they're like they need me. So that now I'm a paid employee.
Nice.
And and I guess she'd rather pay me than hire someone who doesn't know anything. You know, I'm working with my fiance, so we work as a team, which is good for us in our personal life and, you know, in
you
our...
spend time together and make money, which is terrific.
Yeah.
And you know your way around a kitchen, too.
I enjoy cooking. It's a hobby of mine, so I'm learning a lot. It's just... I am clumsy, and I'm, like, chopping with the knife, and I'm trying not to cut myself, trying not to bump into the tray of food and spill it. So I'm definitely not made for the kitchen. It's a big challenge for me. We're hoping to maybe become partners and take that over. But also, Sal has a job at JJ's Market, which is the same owners as Kahuna's, which is across the street from the dog track. And they're showing interest in trying to sell that place. And it's like a deli-type place. So
yeah,
we thought...
I was wanting to go there. I've seen it a lot because Goodwill's over there. I'm
always
at that Goodwill.
I saw you at that Goodwill one time recently. Yes, that's the best Goodwill. I bought a tweed suit the other day for $10. Can you believe it?
Good deal.
Business suit. So anyways, JJ's Market, you should go there. They have really awesome sandwiches and just gourmet little snacks and things like that. But they have a really nice wine and beer selection. But she has shown interest in selling it. And Sal's worked there for over a year now. So we're thinking, well, maybe if we buy that, we become partners with Cater Me Fit, then we have a kitchen, our own kitchen to cook out of. It just, I don't know, the whole way that things just come together sometimes. And right now I feel like everything's exactly where it's supposed to be. I'm exactly on time, you know?
Like, you're definitely on the right track there.
Yeah.
And you're freelancing.
Freelancing like a mofo all the time. I have...
Give out your email address in case anyone has graphic design work or anything they want
Julie.Brookins@gmail.com.
Which is good.
I do anything from business cards to logo designs. I love doing logos. Mm-hmm. Just general layout work like brochures, catalogs.
There you have it. There are some excerpts from episode 43 of the Homemade Broadcast with artist and chef Julie Brookins. You can find that whole episode on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast, or you can search YouTube for the Homemade Broadcast. You can get in touch with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 813-693-2124, or you can email us at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. So for Radio St. Pete and the Homemade Broadcast, my name is Will Kuntz, covering arts, life, music, and whatever else I can for you. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you all soon. Take care.